This is the Integration Tools Podcast, episode 26, for the weekend. It's Saturday, July 9th, 2011. The Integration Tools Podcast is sponsored by Bequam, Inc., consulting on data as a service. Contact sales at bequam.com or Twitter at Bequam, Inc. Products, news, and events related to integration tools. New products and enhancements. San Mateo, California, July 6, 2011. SnapLogic announced expanded data quality capabilities for its cloud integration platform with its summer 2011 release. Highlights include filtering with cascading expression-based operators and easily rendering components into single strings. Also, there's a new JSON snap to help companies integrate large amounts of unstructured data. The JSON snap works with a document-oriented data store like Apache CouchDB. Many vendors have the RDBMS integrations down, but XML, and especially JSON, need some attention. New York, New York, July 6, 2011. Iway Software announced the availability of an upgraded version of Iway CEP Enable. Send content based on rules and events to social media like Salesforce Chatter on the iPad. Iway Service Manager reacts to events by exposing a RESTful web service or sending an email or tweet set up in the Actions framework. Also, there's a GUI for the business rules interface and a dashboard that's supported by Google and Twitter widgets. Since I've been doing this podcast, an exciting new segment of the integration tools market is developing. Vendors like SnapLogic, Clover ETL, Jitterbit, Expressor, and Talent are putting out products that avoid the traditional hefty annual license fee or reliance on a database vendor. Instead, they're using cloud deployments, open source, free community editions, or simply lower prices to gain market share. For me, this competition is compelling because it brings the power of a GUI-driven integration to more projects, and not just small businesses. A June 15th TWDI article written by Steven Sawyer reports how hand coding rather than integration tools is in the third of IT shops. And I feel this hand coding may be underreported because I've consulted with companies that have an enterprise standard tool, but that don't make that tool, much less consulting labor and training, available to each and every project. So projects are left to fend for themselves with a combination of script store procedures and command line utilities. But these projects will consider an integration tool if the barrier for usage is low enough, if the tool does not require high visibility corporate decisions. The accessible integration tool is great for the independent developer too, who can hone his or her skills without relying on a customer's license. Overall, there's plenty of growth in this segment, and not just to replace existing hand-coded solutions, but also to deal with the emergence of large amounts of unstructured and social data. This has been the Integration Tools Podcast, sponsored by Bequam, Inc., consulting on data as a service. Contact sales at bequam.com or Twitter at Bequam, Inc. I'm Carl Walker, and I'll talk to you next week.